Donald Trump, it doesn't look like Donald Trump is going to be impeached. Well, it doesn't look like his impeachment trial is going to return a guilty verdict. That's the language of the courtroom rather than of the Senate. But the articles of impeachment have been sent to the Senate, and there was a vote as to whether the case should continue or be dismissed. And of the 50 Republican senators, 45 said let's dismiss the case, and only 5 said let's proceed and hold the trial. And given the fact that 17 Republican senators at least need to vote to impeach Donald Trump for the motion to succeed, it seems, well, unlikely. Jacob Parakilis of the LSE Ideas Institute on the line to us again. Jacob, good afternoon. Is it worth continuing? Is there sufficient political gain to be taken out of this to continue?
Yes, I do think it's worth continuing, partly because the political gain isn't the only thing that is worth getting out of a trial like this. It's important, I think, to lay out the facts of the attempted insurrection on the 6th of January and make the case not only to the senators who are sitting as jury, but also to the American people that Trump was actively encouraging the mob who stormed the Capitol. And it also gives an opportunity to look into the extent of the connections between the president, his aides, his campaign, his associates with the people who planned and led the invasion of the Capitol. So even if, as seems likely, you won't be able to ban Trump from office. Obviously, he's left office now. So the maximum sentence that could be instituted is a ban on his seeking higher office ever again, which, if it was possible, I think would be very much worth doing. But it may be out of the realm of possibility at this point. The Senate could also censure him. There seems to be some movement towards that, which is effectively a slap on the wrist. That was also done to Bill Clinton after his unsuccessful impeachment. And I don't think there's, especially for someone as characteristically shameless as Trump, an attempt to publicly shame with a censure will have little to no effect.
What do you lose by continuing with the trial? If Joe Biden is serious about ending the uncivil war between blue and red, between Democrats and Republicans, doesn't continuing with what seems to many Republican and Trump supporters to be an act of vengeance, an act of retribution, doesn't it threaten that unity project?
Biden isn't part of this process. Impeachment is intentionally a process that the Congress does by itself. Biden can say, I don't support this, I think this should not happen, but he doesn't have any statutory authority to do anything other than call up Chuck Schumer and say, could you call this off, please? And Schumer is well within his rights to say, no, I won't, sorry. So to the extent that Biden is involved with this, I think his role is to steer clear of it, to keep working on visibly demonstrating a level of competence that was not the case with the Trump administration, to continue working on speeding up vaccinations, of managing the economic fallout of the pandemic and so on, and just not, to the extent possible, engaging with the question of impeachment, because that's within the gift of Congress, not within his gift as President of the United States. And that's also true of any other legal consequences that may append themselves to Donald Trump now that he's no longer president. None of this is within Biden's remit, you know, whether Trump is prosecuted for federal crimes stemming from the insurrection or his tax issues or his violations of campaign finance laws or any number of other things that you could conceivably go after him for. The president doesn't direct the Justice Department to engage in specific prosecutions, and it doesn't tell the Justice Department not to engage in those prosecutions, although Trump certainly pushed the line on that that particular sort of division between the independence of the Justice Department and the executive itself. Biden's job is not to you know, seek vengeance. His job is to govern the country and appoint people
but he heads the political party that is seeking vengeance in the views of many in the GOP and probably most of the people who still owe some kind of political fealty to Donald Trump. So, you know, whether he's nominally divorced from the process, isolated from the process, doesn't matter. He's the Democratic president of the United States, and that party is persecuting Donald Trump. So is it worth doing? You think yes?
Yes, I mean, I think it is absolutely worth doing. I mean, not to mention the fact that, you know, we don't know the full story of what happened on the 6th, the full accounting of the story. We don't know the full story of what else. I mean, in the last 3 weeks, we saw a huge amount of new information come out about Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the election, the pressure that he had illegally put on the Georgia Secretary of State to, quote, find additional votes. I mean, even if it doesn't result in charges, bringing that to light and making it clear that that kind of electoral interference cannot be tolerated is critically important, even if it angers people who are, let's be honest, already deeply angry with the Democratic Party and not likely to be convinced by sort of surface-level shows of unity.
Thank you very, very much, Jacob Parakilis of the Ideas Unit of the London School of Economics. Thanks very much for talking to us this afternoon.